The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. We are riding with the king here on the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and joining us right now to talk about a beatdown over the Cowboys is Howard Eskin, who's sponsored by McGurk's Lionville. Get ready for game days at McGurk's Lionville. Their newly updated bar is the perfect spot to bring your squad for all the action. Grab your friends, cheer on your teams in style at your local McGurk's Pub and Grill. Howard, how are we feeling after watching the Cowboys get beat up yesterday?
Well, it's always fun to watch the Cowboys get beat up. But when the Eagles do it, it's even more fun. And those pathetic, pathetic Cowboy losers, those cockroaches, and their owner groveling. The quarterback is, they're stuck with him. Whether he, I mean, I know he's hurt, but it doesn't matter when he's in there. He's a turnover machine. But the thing that I was happy about, because you were on Friday, Columbo. You were, I'm digging deep, the drama.
That's right, that's right. Someone's got to do it around here.
I thought Jalen Hurts was either going to come in a wheelchair or crutches on Sunday to the game, because I'm telling you, the sky was falling on Friday, his ankle.
Mm-hmm. Ankle gate 2024.
And when right. I called in on Friday, I was fed up. I was fed up because it was nonsense. Here is, you know, I go to practice and sometimes it's not even a big deal. Sometimes it is, whatever. And I watched him. And even when, first of all, the rest day was a walkthrough. And I saw him walk. I saw him walk numerous times. I never saw a limp. I never saw a problem when he was on the practice field. It was drama. But you being Columbo, you were right all over it. And I was really, really, I mean, I needed a couple of dogs.
That's fine.
Because I was scared.
Well, Howard, new evidence was added to the case. He looked good yesterday. So we can all back off for now. We'll see. All right, but Howard, he did play well. So the beginning of the game yesterday, choppy, right? He sacked a bunch. I thought he held the ball a little bit too long. He had the pick and then the fumble where he's trying to transfer the ball. But Howard, after that, he bounced back. And I thought he made a lot of plays with his legs and then threw. Like, you know, he moved around, looked like he was going to run and stopped, and he threw a couple touchdowns doing that. Ultimately, he played a good game by the end.
Yeah, he really did. I was impressed. Wasn't impressed with the first half, even though they were leading 14-6, and the defense was unbelievable. But he just did some... He did some really good things, and he saw... He doesn't see everybody all the time, but... You know, for the touchdown, with the touchdown passes, he really did a nice job. And I still think that there's going to be times where he's going to have to do more of that, because teams are going to shut down. They're going to try, and some teams are going to be successful shutting down the running game and not having it as effective. So, but he really, when he picked it up the second half, he really did. Jalen Hurts really did a nice job. You know, it's interesting. Before the game, I was talking to one of the coaches because they closed the roof. Merrill always wants the roof open. He doesn't want him kicking it out of the end zone. I knew they were going to do that because that guy runs it from everywhere. Turpin. But I was talking to one of the coaches, and I was looking at the windows. It's the right side of the bench. And I said, and I can see by the end of the third quarter, fourth quarter, it'll probably be dark, even though they're an hour earlier. I said, do you guys think about the sun before the game? I'm talking about this, about which way you're going with the sun. He says, yeah, we know about that. So, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's interesting that it hurt the Cowboys and not the Eagles. And I think, and for whatever reason, most teams defer on the coin flip. The Cowboys took the ball. And now after the game, I'm thinking, did they do that to try to beat the Sun, you know, to have going the other way? I mean, I don't even know what they were thinking. But let me also add this. Jerry Jones is he's a phony. And, you know, when CeeDee Lamb asked for shades, do you know in other events other than football, they do have shades?
Yeah, right. When WrestleMania was there, they had the curtains up or the shades, whatever. Yeah,
shades down. Yeah, curtains down. So they do have that. So why don't they do it during a football game? Because the Cowboys think they're going to get an advantage. They suck so badly. The Sun could be in the Eagles' eyes the whole game, and they'd still win by two touchdowns. It's a joke. That team is a joke. And the other thing I want to bring up, because with you guys, I always have to kind of bring you back a little bit. Mm-hmm.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to stop bringing up last year. This team is so much different than last year, and it was horrible.
Howard, I agree now. I mean, the part that's the most
different. Look at all the new players
they have. And the part that's the most different is, Howard, the defense last year was bad. It was a bad defense. They couldn't stop the pass. They couldn't tackle. And now, Howard, this is the best defense.
It's unbelievable.
And what's exciting is 2 years ago they were good on defense, but they were kind of mercenaries, one-year contracts, older. Howard, they got a defense here that, you know, a lot of these guys could be here for a few years. This thing should just be the beginning with some of these defensive players.
Well, look at this. They're going to have to sign Zach Bond. I don't know how that's going to work out, but they got Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, two. These guys are rookies. And, you know, to use the word studs is not out of line. They really are really good players. And then N'Kobe Dean's playing well now, coming back off of injury. Jalen Carter's through his rookie year. This team is good on defense. They didn't give up a touchdown. They didn't give up a touchdown, which I don't care how bad a team is. You usually give up a touchdown, two field goals. And they're better on offense. They're better on defense. This team is good. But we'll talk about the players and never give the coach credit until they lose a game. And then the coach takes the hit. And he knows it by now. He knows it's Philadelphia. He knows how to deal with it. Sometimes he laughs about it. You know, privately he'll laugh about it. Not at the people. But, hey, this is just the way it is. I got to suck it up. But these players, you win with players and you lose with players. And you're winning with these players now. And the coach, I forget who it was, told me, somebody from the team told me, somebody from the team says, these players love playing for Nick Sirianni. And that's a real big compliment, because that doesn't always happen. You think the Cowboys like playing for that dope in Dallas, Mike McCarthy?
Well, obviously not.
Parsons, he's a fraud.
He's a fraud. I don't want him near this team. I don't want him coming to the games on his week off.
Oh, he will be. He'll be here.
And I don't want him. And now, just because the two went to Penn State, he is a coach killer.
Tell him,
Howard. He's a mean guy. He's all about himself.
He's a great player,
but coach killers, you know, it evens out. He's a coach killer.
Hasn't he only played for one coach in the NFL?
I don't care. He's a coach killer. Have some respect. You know, Mike McCarthy is an idiot. We know that. But, you know, but Micah Parsons, it's always about him. It's always about him. I saw him. I'm going to tell you, this is just a side story. He's at a Sixers game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted a jersey. I forget which Sixers player wanted it from. And he couldn't get a jersey. So they were playing Boston. So then he went to Tatum, Jason Tatum. and Jason Tatum get him a jersey. So all of a sudden, he turned from a Sixers fan to a Celtics fan.
Yeah, he's
fan.
A dopey guy. I mean, I know that, but he got to the quarterback.
Guy.
All right, Howard, let's look ahead here. Howard, Thursday night at home, the Commanders. Howard, it's a huge game. Look, the Eagles are playing well, but I think we could see the run, what's going on here. Like, the one of these teams is probably going to be a wild card. One's going to win the division. That changes everything for your path in the playoffs. Howard, what's your early thought on Eagles-Commanders Thursday?
I think the line is right where it should be. It's like 3.5 because the Washington football team, I can't call them the Commies or the Commanders, the Washington football, whatever they are. They are a good team because they have a very good quarterback. But their defense is a little suspect. And, you know, you can't be up by 10 points in the second half and all of a sudden choke up the lead. You just can't do that. But I think the Eagles will win on Thursday. I'm locked in on that. I think Washington is a good football team. And when you look at the way the playoff setup is, it's going to be the Eagles and Washington. And then when you look at the other teams, Minnesota's starting to crumble a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, Sam Darnold's coming back to earth here.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, and Green Bay, I'm not locked in on Green Bay because they have their issues too. So it's Detroit. And who from the West?
I'm still not writing off San Francisco yet.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it just
okay, San Francisco.
Now they got field kicker problems.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got issues. I don't like to coach in big games, you know, because he's never won a big game. I just it's the year after they lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to win the whole thing. But I'm just saying they're not dead yet. They're right there.
You know what? I'm looking at Arizona. And
Jonathan Gannon's doing a job with that team, Howard.
And you didn't like him either,
no,
right?
I was a Gannon guy. I was a Jonathan Gannon guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a good coach.
He is a good coach.
Okay. And they have a good defense. Now, the Jets suck, too. So you can't really, tell. But they're playing. And Kyler Murray's playing well.
Yep.
So don't count them out. But the Eagles, back to the original point here, the Eagles and Washington both will be, they both will be in the playoffs. And I don't know that either one of them have to win a game to get into the playoffs. But that's not what you want. I mean, you can't look at it that way. And they're gonna win a bunch of games. The Eagles will be 11 or 12. And then the losses, you'll go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eagles are the best team in the division. They really are the best team in the division. And I think Thursday night they will show it. And both teams have a short week, so it doesn't make any difference. It's going to be a lot of energy there on Thursday night to see the Eagles, and then they'll get a bigger test the next 2 weeks.
Rams and Ravens,
A big test, not mm-hmm. a bigger test, but a big test with the Rams. But they have a long, they have like 10 days between the Rams game.
Like a mini bye almost.
Yeah, so that'll be nice. The Ravens is going to be a real tough game, but their defense isn't the same either.
I agree.
It's going to be interesting to see what, now you look at it and you can't get carried away beating the Cowboys because they're the Division III team right now. But it's just you really can't get carried away. But the Eagles could win 14 games this year.
Well, if they do that, they'll have a chance at the one seed. It'll be them in Detroit for the one seed if they could push that far. Howard, it was yesterday was fun. Thursday will be fun. We'll see you at the pregame show, Howard. And we got to get a win Thursday night, all right?
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing I'm going to do for Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. I have friends at Oakley, so I'm going to spring for sunglasses for every one of their players.
You have got to be smoking something.
Yeah, I am. But I ain't smoking your dope, all right?
Howard, that's very generous of you. Sunglasses for all the Cowboys on Howard. All right, Howard, we'll talk to you later.
All right, there you go.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.